What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Chris Shibley, Deputy Director of Fisheries for the state of Louisiana. It seems as though tilapia, commonly farmed fish, has revealed itself once again. Chris, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
So, Chris, tell us about what you guys are seeing at this point in time relative to tilapia.
Well, we've received some reports from researcher Dr. Marty O'Connell at the University of New Orleans. He had some students working in those areas doing a survey to look for these fish and found a few. And we're, you know, actually going down to do some more intensive sampling to basically come up with what sort of abundance we're actually looking at. Right now, we don't really know what the true extent is of the numbers of fish involved, but we're working on it.
So, just kind of curious, and you know, our ecological habitat, our wildlife habitat, as you know better than most, can be incredibly fragile. And when it comes to some of the stuff that we actually are allowed to bring into this country, whether it be exotic animals, the Burmese python, or whatever it may be, why do we allow it?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, and there are regulations in place for certain animals that are higher risk or low risk. And in the United States, we have aquaculture tilapia farms. You can go to pretty much almost any supermarket in New Orleans, and you'll find farm-raised tilapia on the fish counter. You know, frozen or fresh, it's very common. A lot of it's imported, but there's also domestically raised within the country. And there's many fish that have been introduced in this country similar to that. As you well know, we have got a carp problem in the Mississippi River. Those fish were introduced in northern states, but they made their way down the Mississippi River and have inundated many of the waterways. They become a hazard sometimes in high concentration. But we do monitor those as best we can with the resources we have available.
Well, I mean, I know that you know, they utilize this for production, you know, to feed the masses as well as feed the wildlife itself. But why would there not be more of a focus on farming, you know, species that are here, that we know are safe, as opposed to importing this and allowing this to happen? Because the byproduct of the downstream implication is that we always are faced with this challenge that they get out.
Right. Yeah.
They get into the open waters, and then we're faced and spending money and everything else trying to figure out what to do and how to eradicate the problem.
Sure. And, I agree.
It's the same thing with snakes. I mean, What is the utility of having that as a pet, and why do we in this country believe that that's so important? And the moment in time they get too big, they release them into the wild, and then we have a problem that we can't even come to grips with.
Right, right. Well, I can't speak to snakes, but I can speak to the tilapia themselves. So these were not a permitted source in the very beginning when the original population was discovered more than two decades ago in the same area. It was not permitted by our department to have those down within that area, much less to the waterway that they got accidentally introduced into. I guess the only caveat right now is that they're in a man-made drainage canal system, and that's the original location of where they were two decades ago. And there's no indication that they've really spread beyond that, at least within Plaquemines Parish.
But there were some significant concerns many years back, 20 years ago, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, it was the first introduction of that species within our state waters. So we weren't really sure what the extent could be. We knew at the time we had Rio Grande cichlids that had been established in many of the canals within New Orleans and Jefferson Parish at that time, and still are. But again, they're contained to a man-made drainage canal system for the most part. Now, the hard part or difficult part to monitor is those drainage canals have pumping stations, right? And the small juveniles are able to make it through the pumping stations without getting killed. The large adults cannot fit, but the small ones can. They get out into the marsh. So the original concern was that these would spread within the marsh system if they got out through the pumping stations. So there was monitoring being done at the time on the outfall of the pumping stations to make sure there wasn't a spread. And then, you know, as you know, the department treated that area to try to extirpate the tilapia from those drainage canals in the first place. And I can tell you, you know, our department has a quite extensive monthly monitoring program in place for all the fisheries that we monitor, whether it's shrimp, crabs, or finfish. And those sampling efforts that are close to those pumping stations would pick those species up within the samples if they were spreading over the past two decades, and we just haven't seen that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah. Chris, I think, though, at a national level, I mean, how proactive is U.S. Wildlife and Fisheries and others relative to some of these species of animals that we're bringing in that are, you know, predatory and a problem for our habitat?
Well, I can't speak for U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I'm not sure what their policies are as far as how they select certain species that cannot be imported, but I know within our state, there have been multiple attempts to bring in certain other species for propagation, and they get brought before our commission, and our commission is very responsible. They listen to the advice of the department recommendations, and they sometimes decline these permit applications, you know. They don't allow them to happen. So I think at the state level, we've got a very good scrutinization system and permitting system in place to prevent that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, because as innocent as we thought carp were, it turned out to be a problem.
Sure, yep. And I mean, that's the number one problem we face, I think, in Louisiana itself is aquatic nuisance species. I mean, you can talk about water hyacinth or salvinia. The spread of those takes a considerable amount of time, effort, and funding to control. Carp are on the same thing with the list. Apple snails, as you know, those are spreading throughout the state.
Yeah.
All these nuisance introductions, they may not be predatory or immediately damaging, but in the long term, it requires quite additional efforts by our department to handle those, monitor, and try to treat them if possible.
And the snails were highlighted because of, you know, erosion, the killing of the plants that are mm-hmm. holding, you know, the soil and everything together and the erosion down there. Where do we stand relative to the apple snails?
Well, there's a new problem now where they've somehow turned up within crawfish sacks and end up in other states, being accidentally distributed within crawfish sacks in the seafood industry. When they're small, they go undetected and accidentally get, you know, packaged in there and then shipped to places like Arkansas or wherever, where they may not have these yet. So there's a lot of, you know, precaution and inspection that need to take place within those crawfish sacks to make sure that there's not spread of those.
Yeah. It just seems at every turn it's another challenge, right?
Yeah, just when you think you're getting ahead of one of these species, next thing you know, you're getting slammed with another one. And it takes, again, a lot of effort, a lot of money from the department, and it adds to the workload considerably.
Yeah. No doubt. Chris Shibley, Deputy Director of Fisheries for the State of Louisiana, thank you so much for the update. Truly appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too. Thank you. Appreciate the time on the air. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Love to hear from you. 504-260-1870. Got a few people on a text line saying, give us an opportunity to call in. We'd like to say something about what you said. Well, this is your chance. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.